I probably can do it. We driving right now. Oh, crap.
Come on, Joe. We're talking about being the other woman and the other man. Talking about being the other woman and the other man.
No, I'm sorry. My house got burglarized. I'm just not. I'm not in the right mind.
All right, bye.
For me,
I
want to
talk to the
boys. Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy. We discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight on Amongst Friends. We're so happy to have you with us. Tonight we're talking about being the other woman or the other man in the relationship. And so we hope that you are ready to talk, to share your experiences, to call in with your questions. We want this to be interactive as possible tonight on Amongst Friends, so please join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends, or you can call in at 760-683-2662 and just hit the 1 to get in queue to give us your questions or your comments. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. And this is your host tonight, Heather Owens, and I'm so excited to have Jeff with me tonight.
What's going on?
You're so lame some days. And Joey's going to be joining us very shortly. And Deirdre as well.
Yeah.
Is that my Joey?
No, that's Deirdre.
Hey. Well, we're glad to have you.
Yes. Ready to talk about this tonight.
I know you're ready. You sound extra excited and ready to talk about this tonight. And so it should be a very, very good show because I'm sure we all have a story to tell. Right, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, good, good, good. So I didn't really want to go into too much staging or organizing for this show because I think it's a topic that takes on a life of its own. It will venture into a lot of different areas, but I wanted to start with where opinions have been on the person that is the outsider or the other woman or the other man and what that has evolved to being in today's society, in today's culture. There are a lot of dynamics that play into it, and I have some things that I'll share and throw out there, some stories or maybe experiences from that I'm aware of or familiar with. But just you guys give me some kind of frame of reference of how you see the other woman or the other man from where you sit. So, Deirdre, well, what are your thoughts on that?
For me, I think you need to keep you. If you once you find out that it's another man or another woman or whatever, or in my situation, when you find out that there is another woman, then you need to let it go. I don't care how many feelings or whatever has become involved. I mean, get your own man. That's pretty much where I stand.
Or woman. Right.
Right. Get your own man. You're right.
Okay. And so you see it as totally wrong. There's no exceptions to the rules.
There's no
anything with that.
Anything with that. Well, I'm not. The example that I have is I was dating a guy, and everything was good, and then all of a sudden he disappeared for a couple of weeks or whatever. I don't know if I'm echoing or whatever, but. Anywho, but the situation was we were dating. Everything was great. He was everything that I wanted. We were just on the right path. And then he disappeared for a couple of weeks. And then he came back, and he was like, I got something to tell you. And I was like, okay. And he said, I got a baby. And I was like, well, that's messed up. But, okay, you're just now finding out about the baby and all this kind of stuff. That's great. And in my head, I'm thinking, okay, wasn't necessarily planning raising a child with another dude, but, okay, he's what I wanted. Everything is cool. Everything is great. You know, whatever. He disappears again for another couple of weeks. And then he calls back and he says, I got something to tell you, Deidre. I'm like, okay. What do you have to tell me? Even though you already got a baby, what else are you going to tell me? He says, well, I really don't want my child to be in a one-parent household. I got married. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Like, this chick just called you up in her ninth month and said she's pregnant, and then your ass going to go to the courthouse and marry her? Are you serious? Like, really? But then we talked, and I said, okay, I can't do this. This is too much for me, even though I'm really, really just wanting to be with this guy, and I can't do it. So then I'm getting texts, and I'm getting IMs talking about, I want to be with you. I made a mistake. Okay, well, you made a mistake. Get a divorce. Simple as that.
Right.
Clean your plate.
Right.
I can't do that. You know, I can't have my child in a two-parent home. You know, when I'm having sex with her, I'm thinking about you. I want to be with you and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm going to tell you again. Clean your plate. Get a divorce. You don't have to be in a relationship with someone you don't love simply because of a child. Doesn't have to happen. And so we've been talking back and forth for his child is 5 years now. Still singing the same old song. Do I want him to leave? Heck yeah. Sure do. But clean your plate. Clean your plate. Come holler at me. Were there a couple of times when I wanted to say, you know what? Doesn't matter. Leave her. We'll get our place. We'll make it work. Plenty of time.
So if
end
you
of the day,
left her, you'd be with her.
Be with her.
Yeah, his plate clean. Okay.
Sorry, got a lot of stuff going on right now.
So, Jeff, what are your thoughts
you
behind the other woman?
I didn't hear you.
Really,
I was asking Jeff, what are his thoughts behind the other woman or the other man?
Real interesting, the other woman. He provides escape. He provides that spark. He provides the element of, I know I could possibly get caught, and I want that or possibly need that in my life right now.
He's just real interesting. But do you see them as wrong people who are third parties to relationships, or do you see them as taking advantage of an opportunity that's presented them itself and that the person in the relationship is accountable for that behavior?
You're definitely accountable, but you know, depending on, I mean, if a woman that becomes other woman, if she's that type of woman that is, if she's down for whatever and she really doesn't care, you know, she knows what she wants, and like, she's gonna get an opportunity to get it, you know, from this dude who happens to be in a relationship, and basically, he's getting the escape, I'm getting from him what I want, you know, then, yeah, it's going to be a situation where they see it as an all-good situation because they're just caring about the moment. They're not really caring about the external stuff like, you know, his chick or his wife or his kid. it is a selfish situation that they are committed to, and it's gonna go down, and it's gonna happen, and they're gonna get their good feeling out of it, and they're gonna keep on doing it until something happens to that dynamic of their quote unquote relationship.
So why do we spend so much time talking or downing the person who is the other woman or the other man in the relationship and not holding the people in the relationship accountable for what's going on? Many times we get angry with that other person and not with the person who is in the relationship.
Okay, but here's the thing. You can get angry. You can't be mad at someone for something that they don't know. But once you know that person is with someone else, then that is a time when you need to make a decision on right and wrong. And the wrong is you're messing with someone else's husband or someone else's wife. Plain and simple. Both people are accountable.
Well, I think that both people are accountable, but is the person necessarily wrong when this is what is being offered to them and presented to them, and that's what they want, and it's what's being given to them?
Okay.
Because then is he really yours, or is he really theirs if he or she decides to be with somebody else?
Okay, but the thing is, you got to make a choice, and you got to think about the other parties that are involved. Why is it that you would even want to be with someone who's sharing himself with someone else? I mean, I don't understand that.
What you say, Joey?
I was going to say, you know what, I totally agree with just, you know, what Deidre was saying. Both people are accountable, but I think the person who makes the decision to remain the other man or the other woman is, you know, even after they discover and they still make this choice, I think that it's not only foolish, but it's selfish as well. But I also, on the other side of the coin, I also, just in talking with a lot of people who actually, there's people out here who actually enjoy being the other person, because there's not a lot of commitment in the sense of how we look at commitment. It's not that many strings attached, or they get the benefits of being in a relationship with a person without actually being in a relationship with a person. Like, there's so many perks. Perks as from what they see it as. And so, there's actually a hierarchy. There is a caste system. There's so much attached to this culture of being the other woman or the other man, even down to the point where the actual husband or wife or the actual boyfriend and the girlfriend actually end up being the other person or the other woman,
right,
and the other man in the relationship. And the thing,
right,
about it is, sticking to your question of accountability, I think we, as people, we just generally, we try to find someone else to blame rather than ourselves or the person that's actually at fault. And so the other person is the perfect scapegoat for our anger and our blame, because at the same time, we know that our spouse or our boyfriend or our girlfriend wronged us, but we kind of feel like, but you know. And if you didn't know, I told you, and you're still around, you're still dealing with them, because the other person is saying, but I don't want to lose the benefit of being with them. They keep coming at me. You not doing your job, and it's a vicious cycle that keeps going, because, like Deidre said, you need to leave them. And I know it's not always easy, but some of the best things that come out of life are the things that you work hard for. And so if you need to get out of something where you are the other person, that's what you need to do. And you're right, Heather, we do need to place the blame on or hold both people accountable, but especially the person that we are in a relationship with. They are the ones that have wronged you. And those are the ones who your anger, your frustration, and yada, yada, yada needs to be pointed toward.
Yeah, I guess for me, you know, that's what I really would like to, you know, it's finding that balance in that type of situation, because I think what you said and Jeff said, I think, about some folks enjoying that place as being the other person, because it's less responsibility than, you know, a full-fledged relationship. It allows for you to be free, and you kind of set the terms. I think now, especially in today's society, we see it a lot more often. There are a lot of women who are kept by married men or men or women in relationships. Because it is a situation where they have an understanding of, this is when we vacation together, this is when I know I'll see him, this is when I know I'll be with him, you know, that type of thing. So it makes it convenient for them and what they want to do in their lifestyle. They're not bogged down with their partner every day or the responsibility of the relationship every day. It's just it seems as if it's a anytime, you know when you're going to be with that person, and that's their time. So it sort of seems like a little vacation, a little getaway, a little rendezvous. It never has the responsibility of a real relationship. So my question to you all, have you all ever been the other woman or other man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tag, really? Jeff, I expected better out of you. Joey is a whole nother story. Okay. So, Joey, tell me about your experience.
Well, I've been on both sides of the fence, both sides of the coin. But actually, in both instances, I was completely unaware that I was the other man, or that there was another man in the situation. But the instance of where I was the other man, I was in a bad place, actually. I was in a really bad place, and I knew that I was this person's placeholder kind of thing. Like, I knew that I was the person that the things that their partner did not do with them, that I can do that they would do with me. And, you know, at first I thought it was a real bona fide relationship, that it was just her and I in this relationship, until I started seeing a lot of different signs pointing towards, wait a minute, I'm the other man. Like, I'm not the man, I'm the other man. I'm the guy on the side, and this person is completely unaware until I got the phone call. And when I got the phone call, I was just like, whoa. Like, and he, you know, this dude was hurting. He didn't come at me like, well, I'm going to whoop your A and all this stuff. Like, he came at me like, please, I'm begging you, I love her. You know, please don't take her away from me. I don't know what you have on her, but I really love. And I'm just sitting back, like, blown away, y'all. Like, my
wow.
Eyes are big. Like, I'm just like, whoa. And I'm like, dude, I'm thinking she was cheating on me. Like, and I'm the other person. Like, wow. I'm the one. Like, I'm the other guy. And I'm just like, well, man, you know, you got to take that up with her. I'm obviously going to be having a conversation with her, but you know, you need, your beef ain't with me, your qualms ain't with me. You need to go talk to her, because I didn't know either, because I'm not nobody's leftovers, and I definitely don't want nobody's leftovers. You know, I'm first choice, I'm prime cut beef. Like, you know, I was taken aback, but because I was
right.
In such a bad place. Like, I knew that something in the plot wasn't clean, but, you know, I stayed in it because I'm like, you know, I'm comfortable. I feel good. But I was just, you know, it was just like, wait a minute, it's only certain days that we hang out. I only meet part of your family. Like, we only go on, like, long vacations together. Like, everything wasn't adding up for me. Like, nothing.
Okay.
You had a different cell phone number that I, you know, you had more than one cell phone number. You had, everybody had different rings. like all the guys on your phone had different rings, but I ain't never put two and two together, or I did put two and two together, but I ignored it. And
okay.
So it was crazy. And even after I found out, I still stayed in it a little bit longer because I was enjoying the perks. Once I found out, man, I can actually be in a relationship and still do what I want, not realizing that I'm just being used. And this other guy's like, because I didn't get not one, but I got 2-3 phone calls because he was just like, she just don't want to give you up. And eventually I had to, end it. I was like, I can't be the other person. I can't be your placeholder. I can't be your comma. I'm not meant to be that. And this other guy is really in love with you. And I can't be a part of this foolishness any longer.
We want you to call in and tell us your stories, your comments, or give us your questions at 760-683-2662 here on Amongst Friends. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. Jeff, tell us about your experience of being the other man.
Well, I was I guess I'll be the complete opposite to my man, Joey. I was younger. I saw this young lady, and I made up my mind that I was going to get her. And I pushed up on her, and she responded to flirting with her and stuff. And when she told her I was serious, it was a place to flirt with. So she basically put it on the table. She was like, if I didn't have a man, I would be down to, like, get with you. So, to, like, see where this could go or whatever. So, I just put it on the table. I was like, well, you don't feel like cheating. Call me. I gave my phone.
Are you
up.
Serious?
Yep.
Well, ridiculous. So
she weighed her options, and she called me. And we had, like Joey was saying, the whole situation. She made time for me, and our time was like the simple situation of like you would go somewhere to eat, and then to a hotel. You would go see a movie, go to a hotel. I met her someplace. Go to a hotel. It was a simple thing that she was intrigued about me, and she made up her mind that she wanted. I gave it to
her. So, do you feel like y'all may have had anything more, or was it just sex?
There was something there that we could have built on, but I didn't take it any further than what it was because she had a thing. So I was like, okay, well, go ahead and be in love and you okay, and you take that to the limit of where it can go on that end. And I told myself, if you're ready to, stop this, let me know.
Let's see.
It took a year and a half.
It was a year and a half that you all were together?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you, Jeff, did you appreciate your status as the other man?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, because I didn't appreciate my status. Like, and on one side of the fence, like, I would try to rationalize it because I'm like, man, this is an ego booster. Like, man, like, she comes to me because, her man can't do it like I can, can't treat her like I can. But then when you really think about it, and just because I'm not, I never was meant to be just somebody's sex toy or, comma, whatever. I know I'm just not meant. I wasn't cut out for that. But for me, when I really thought about it, I'm like, wait a minute, but I'll never be the man. I will always be the other man for her. I'll never be the man. And that, for me, was like, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to be able to do it because I need to be a woman. One, I need to be the object of her affection. I need to be the apple of her eye. I need to be the, you know, the honey on her comb, the ice on her cream. Like, that's what I need to be. I can't be the other choice or, okay, you make up for what my man lacks. Like, I can't be, no. And that's what made me really get out of it. Like, in the beginning, when I was trying to rationalize, I was like, yeah, this, you know, my ego was boosted. But it quickly deflated once I really got the, like, when wisdom kicked in, it was like, nah, dude, this, you are, let me see, a good analogy for it, for all the other men and other women out there, and except the ones that, like, make a business out of this, like, they, like, seriously, they probably won't ever accept this because they actually make a business, but it's like being... It's like being leftover food in the refrigerator. That's what it's like. And I'm going to think about eating you or, you know, using you to sustain me. But if not, I can throw you away at any time. And that, for me, wasn't the picture for me. But like I said, there are a lot of people who enjoy their status of being the other man or the other woman because they make a business out of it. Like, you know, relationships and sex, and even though this is not a new trend, it's the trend that's back out, that's back in season now, that relationships can become business, complete business transactions. And I think being the other man and the other woman puts you in the power seat, so to speak.
So let's talk about how... Let's move this along because I kind of already feel Jeff's energy right now and I don't want to.
What's his energy saying?
What is his energy saying?
Yeah, what's his energy saying?
There's some story to tell him and it really I cannot, when I say I can't stand him, I cannot stand him. So how do you prevent yourself from becoming the other woman and the other man? Or, no, before we go there, what are some steps that you use, Joey, to back away from that kind of relationship? Because what I will say is that personally, for me, anger has probably been the biggest motivator. Dealing with someone and feeling like they're the perfect someone for you and enjoying the time that you spend with them and enjoying the relationship that you all have or are developing to only, like you said, be deflated with the fact of it being someone else. I know for me, I dated a gentleman and we really had a good time. I mean, it wasn't anything... You know, it was someone that probably would have, you know, caught me up. Had it been ordinary situation, I probably wouldn't have paid him any attention. And we met, we went out, and he really got my attention. He really got me to settle in and focus on him, just him. And we dated, and it was everything that you want in a relationship. You know what I mean? It's the gentleman, the concern, the attention, everything. And it wasn't a time when I traveled that he didn't do something nice or he traveled and I didn't do something nice when we were away from each other. It was the flowers, the cards, the gifts. You know what I mean? Just a nice guy, good in a relationship, knows how to be a gentleman, knows how to set the tone, knows how to have a good time, you know, just doing nice things. And I remember he was going away. He was in the military, and he had to go away for a little training or whatever for like 3 or 4 weeks. And it was just like the best evening to have, you know, with dinner and entertainment and everything, just sort of like our last night together, whatever, before he leaves for this time. And we keep in touch, and I'm traveling, I'm working, everything. And so the relationship is really progressing and going well. And I'm just, you know, melancholy, just on about my day. And one day I walk into work, and I get a phone call. answer, you know, I answer the phone. Good morning, this is Heather. You know, just like off the top. And I'm just, you know, giddy, normal. And I mean, this, it wasn't like a short lived something. We're talking about almost into a year later. And she's like, I'm so and so's wife. Well, I never called him by his name. And really never, you know, like when you know somebody's name, it's sort of like when you know a friend and then they, everybody calls him Poochie. Somebody call you and say, William, you like, well, who the hell is what? You know what I mean? You kind of caught off guard. And I'm like, I don't know anybody by that name. And so she's like, you don't know. And she says his full name. And I'm like, yes, I'm his wife.
Hey.
And I am floored. Because wife, but wife of 7 years and children. Ooh. And, I mean, it's compounded. And it was really, for me, just like the biggest letdown because he is somebody who that I would have never thought in a million years. Like, you could not have convinced me. If you had stopped me on the street and told me, I would not have believed you. Because there was never a time or a moment where, you know, even him being in the military and being here and having to travel for work, it wasn't like I called him and couldn't reach him. It wasn't like if he went somewhere, he wasn't saying, well, let me buy you a ticket, fly down here, you know. It was never like a stutter. It was never like a misstep. It was never like we were together for any amount of time and he was on his phone and, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when I say good. And so to get this phone call, it's like totally deflating.
Yes, it is. It's always a phone call.
It's always a phone call. And it's like you don't – what I know about that situation is when you get that phone call, you don't know what to believe from the – you know what I mean? Everything, you begin to question everything. And your mind begins to tell you it's not just you, it has to be more. You know what I mean? He's so good at this, he must do this all the time. You know what I mean? You start to go so many places with your mind. And so for me, the motivator in those types of situations have been anger. You know, I think that's like the biggest get away from, you know, when you were saying that you were trying to see if you could do it, Jeff said he, you know, let it go on for a year or so. It was like immediate for me in that situation. It was like a done deal. I couldn't. Mm. It was just like, no, it's done. And it wasn't about her. Like, ooh, I don't want to hurt her, because that was like, honestly, the last thing on my list. It was more so, you hurt me and I can't believe. You know, it was almost like, I can't believe you got over on me. Like, you were really good.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm Inspector Gadget. I can find out if there's something more to this story. And it was just like, it wasn't there. And so, you know, go ahead, Joey.
No, I was going to say, and the thing about it is, I think, you know, and I commend you for being able to, you know, get out of it immediately. And like I said, if I hadn't have been in such a bad place, you know, because I saw the signs, I was there. But like I said, it was a source of escape, a source of comfort. But the thing that I was going to, you know, motivation to avoid being the other man or other woman or to get out of it. One is just to have knowledge. Like, seriously, knowledge is truly power. It's not just a cliche. It's not just a cool phrase that you say on Saturday morning cartoon show. Knowledge really is power. And you need to know what your status is. Like they say, you know, about your STD and HIV status. You need to know what your status is in a relationship. And you need to ask the question, am I the other person or am I your only one? And granted, people can lie, people can deceive, but there's only so much that you can hide because eventually it's going to come out. And like I said, with me, you know, I should have been knowing when we on this schedule, and I mean, we both were in school. It was in my earlier college days that this happened. So I was young and dumb, but the schedule was just too complex for me. And if I'd have just knew what my status was, if I knew where my place with her was, if I'd have asked those important questions, where do I stand with you? Where do I stand with your family? Where do I stand in your finances? Where do I stand in your actions towards me? If I'd have had that knowledge, I probably would have not been trapped, but I also probably wouldn't have stayed that long. And then the other thing is be careful about these. You know, I know a lot of people have successful long-distance relationships, but the easiest way that I found for people to find themselves being the other man or the other woman is they deal with people who are in long-distance relationships or who travel a lot. It's very, very easy.
Don't say that. That's so bad.
No, but I'm serious. I'm so serious. It's very, very easy for you to live a double life when you're not connected to your person, in location. I'm not saying that that's true for all, baby. I'm not saying that it's for all long-distance relationships. Please put me on record and saying I'm not saying that it's true, but I will say that it is a lot easier. It's a lot easier to do that, to live a double life and to become the other man and other woman when the person is, you know, y'all are not tied location-wise. You may be tied commitment-wise, even financial-wise, but when location, it's a lot easier to do so. And here again, you can't be distrustful. Because I don't recommend you be in a relationship where you don't trust somebody, but you definitely have to be more cautious and know your status. Knowledge really is power.
That's true. I mean, I definitely agree with you that being in long-distance relationships lends itself towards relationships not being monogamous. And also, when you travel a lot, I know when I traveled a lot for work, it was very difficult to be in any kind of relationship, long distance or local, because it does keep you from being with the person that you're in a relationship with, but more so, it leaves that person so open and so vulnerable.
Right.
To things and other people that everybody is not built to deal with that. You know what I mean? It takes, I think about in the terms of people in the military, you know, when you're away for so long, there's a connection between two people who are in a relationship. And the distance really weighs on that connection.
Definitely.
It creates a significant burden on both parties, and there is a need in all of us to have companionship, to have someone to lean on intimately. It's not just about a sex thing, but to have someone to lean on, to have that conversation with, or someone where you can let your head down and tell your secrets to and still feel that they care and they're attentive. So I think that does open the door a bit wider for infidelity in relationships. Let's talk about when a relationship has infidelity in it. Do we feel like there's ever a right situation for you to have a woman or a man on the side?
Before we get into that question, we have a caller on the line. Hello, Donovan.
Okay.
How are you doing? Donovan, are you there?
Yeah. You want me to answer that question?
Well, right ahead.
Can I just start by saying this? It's not every relationship with a person is, from my opinion and from my experience, it's not every relationship with somebody's being taken advantage of. I feel like a lot of times you have somebody who's in need, they're looking for a certain type of person, and when they find that person, sometimes it's almost like a scale over that person's eyes, because this person is everything that they want, no matter if they were married, no matter if they, sometimes people, they don't even care what the status of the person is. Because they just want to be with that person. They just want happiness in that person. And I've seen it even in my experience. I don't care dating, even in my experience. I've been in situations where I told the person, yo, this is what it is. This is A, B, and C. You know this is the situation. This is what it is. There's some people, they don't care. They just want to be happy. They just want, you know, if they on the side, if they the second one or they the second man, they just want to be on the side, you know, no matter what it takes. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not every case where you have somebody and, hello? Hello?
We're
here.
It's not every case where somebody's being taken advantage of. Also, it's not always a case where somebody's taking advantage of that another person. You know, we say the other man or the other woman. Sometimes it's the fact that in every party, it's just somebody is looking for something that they're not getting. Also, you can have somebody who's, that's just what they do. There are some people, that's what they do. They just go around, it don't matter who it is. You got some men, they don't care. They might be in a relationship. They might even have a main girlfriend or a main or wife or whatever, but that's what they do. Before they got married or before they were in a relationship, they always mingle and just did that. There's some women, that's what they do. They go around and they seek, they don't care. If they find a man, I've seen cases where a woman may have found a guy, whatever. He could have been married. They didn't care. I've had situations where I've seen buddies of mine, where a buddy of mine came to me and was like, yo, this chick, yo, was talking about she wanted to be, okay, she didn't care. She wanted to be like she wanted him to bring her, like with him and his wife. So, I mean, there's so many different scenarios.
That's another show, Josh. That's not...
Oh, it's a whole other show. No, see, the thing is, you know, it's where we are. Sometimes there are some cases where they are victims, and then sometimes where I think sometimes when people want to be happy, they make themselves victims. They make themselves victims. It's like sometimes we desire certain things so much that we don't care what it costs to get it. Even if that thing is all it takes. Whatever, no matter, it doesn't matter if that thing is taken. It's like sometimes we it's just our nature of man. Some people, they've waited so long that it doesn't matter. Oh, this is everything that I wanted. Like you said it was everything you wanted in a man. It was, everything was perfect, you know. And it's, some people, they don't really care. They don't care what the result. They don't care what the outcome is going to be. It's just, okay, I have it now. I know it's not mine, but, hey, I have it. You see what I'm saying? So, that's, you know, there's, I don't care what the repercussions are, you know what I'm saying? And some of these people, they are happy. If they're the other person, if I don't care if it's long distance, I don't care if it's right down the street. They really don't care. And, I mean, that's the sad, of course, that's the sad thing about it. But, hey, I mean, it's just life, you know?
That's true. That's true. And I think you're right, John. We thank you for calling in. And if you have a comment or a question, please feel free to give us a call. But I think that, you know, John is right when he says that there are those who do not care about the repercussions because they found someone that they want to be with or because they're looking for something that they're missing. I think at the end of the day, as I always say, you know, we're emotional creatures as women, and it's always one thing to say, well, I mean, I just want to be happy and I just want to be with this person. But at some point, your expectation is going to be that they're going to leave. More so today than ever before, I think we have seen where the other man or the other woman has gotten the person that they were, you know, in an affair with. Statistics show that those relationships don't necessarily last, but it is plausible. People do it, but I don't think that anyone sits in a situation where someone's in a relationship and say, okay, I'm just going to be with them and it's okay and I'm never going to want anything more. One of two things are going to happen. You're going to begin to harass that person about leaving their relationship that they're in, or when someone comes along that is single, you're going to leave who you're with, although you may think they're everything that you want, but to have someone that's all yours, I think, you know, you would walk away.
And Heather, and what I was trying to say to John, so I hope he's still listening, but
there is actually, there is a culture. Just like there is a culture of open relationships or culture of, like, open marriages, swingers. You know, there's a culture of scientists or a culture of different denominations and beliefs. This is a culture. There are people who actually make, that have their own society rules and norms to being the other man or the other woman. And there's a hierarchy. There's a classification. There are some people who, as John attested to, that there are some people who are victims of this. They don't know. They are unaware of their status. They are unaware of who they are the other person. I was in that classification. I was the other person, but I was totally unaware. But then there are some people who know what the situation is. They were either told or they decided. They make the decision. And those are the ones who, I wouldn't necessarily say they don't care, because they do care about the setup. They care about the rules of the engagement, and they care about what they're going to benefit from being in it. And the second that this them being the other person becomes a problem, they will pull themselves out of it, and they'll go and find something more advantageous for them. And so, again, it's one of those things where I like what John said, that there's been situations where he actually told the person, you know, hey, this is what it is, or the person told him, this is what it is. And I feel like that's what we need to be. We talked about last week about being completely honest, and I kind of feel like if I was given the option, at the time I probably would have chosen to be the other person. I'm not. It sounds crazy, but like I was in a bad place, and I was perfectly fine until I, you know, like you said, until I woke up or pulled the scales from my eyes and was like, this is not where I need to be. But I think if given, you know, we should not take people's options from them. And there are a lot of people who choose this lifestyle. I'm not saying that it's the right lifestyle. I'm not saying it's the wrong lifestyle. But if you choose it, then you kind of are saying, I'm willing to take the responsibility and the consequences that come with being the other person. But if
I definitely agree with that, Joey. I think, you know, growing and learning and seeing and experiencing, I have turned the way I look at this situation. I think I've talked about it before on the show, an experience of a very, very, very dear sister friend of mine where she was in a lengthy relationship, I'm talking years, with a man who was married with children, had a baby, and it was the biggest conspiracy of all time. And it really exposed me to something at another level, because I'm not talking about a situation where I'm over here for this and over there for that. I'm talking about where holidays were shared. He had a separate home from his family. She interacted with his parents, siblings, extended family. You know, they would come to events. She would go to events. So it was a very interesting discovery to find that there was a wife and children and a home and a whole nother life when he had created a totally separate life with her. And so I think in those instances, it was easy to say, oh, my God, he's married, leave him alone. But after 6 years of mm-hmm. relationship and family mm-hmm. and intertwining that, you know, he get a new place, he move by a condo, you know, we over-decorating, having get-togethers, going out on couples night. I mean, it's very difficult to tell someone, turn off your 6 years' worth of feelings, 6 years' worth of everything that everybody else has in a relationship, because today he has a wife.
And Heather, I know a woman who I've had conversations with who's been the other woman for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And she's perfectly happy, at least her perception of happy, because I,
you know, and we've had debates because I'm like, I can't believe that you're happy. And I'm like,
well,
I know
no,
that
I don't think.
I don't think
that she's necessarily not happy. What I think is that she's found a place where she fits, and she's wrapped her life around it to be that way, that this is how it is. So she's done some acceptance on this is how it is, and she's found her happiness in that situation being like that. It's just like the person who has cancer, and they say, I'm happy. Today's a good day. I'm very happy. You would naturally say, well, you couldn't really be happy because you have cancer. But, no, they found their happiness in that situation.
Yeah, but you know what, Heather? I'm sorry. I definitely get it. Like, you're absolutely right. If they chose this and they're saying they're happy, then I can't tell them that they're not happy. But a person with cancer who is choosing to be positive yet remain in reality, that's totally different than someone who for 20 years has accepted that this person is never going to be with them. They like, this person has a wife, he has kids, won't give her kids. She's wanted children, but she, you know, this is the rules. This is the rules of engagement. This is what they've accepted. She's like, and I sacrifice because love takes sacrifice, which love is sacrifice. But I just feel like in relationships, and I really think that relationships today, people are so driven, like John was saying, speaking to that human nature, we're so driven to obtain this false, I just truly believe, my opinion, I believe it's a false sense of happiness that we will sacrifice our very souls just to obtain this thing. And I'm like, you giving up your chance to have children. There's some man out there that wants to be with you and you only, and give you children, give you the life that you've always wanted, but because you've invested 20 years, and that is a huge investment, that's a huge investment, but baby, you don't have to stay there. Because you know what? When God gives you another day to breathe, he gives you the activity of your limbs, and you're in your right mind, that's another chance for you to dump that loser, dump that foolishness, and go and find somebody that you can make children with and be happy and found real happy. Because I just, my opinion, that's a diluted form of happiness. It is. It's like the woman that gets beat, and she's convinced herself that this person loves her. I'm sorry.
No.
You are getting beat, but you have convinced yourself that you are happy and this person loves you. Because they can't, nobody do it like he do. Nobody ain't going to take care of me. Ain't nobody going to love me. He loved me for who I am. He loved me and all my flaws. That's because he has fed you some foolishness and fed and spoke to that emptiness that you have and got you convinced that this is love.
Joey.
Yes, sir.
Joey. Okay, so after all that is said and done, do you acknowledge the fact that the woman that you are talking about is probably looking at what you consider as you being happy with your girlfriend, that one-on-one monogamy, that day in, day out, you see her, that you deal with her, you forsake all others for your relationship, and she might look at you like you're the one who's in this false happiness situation.
Right,
you're the
right.
One who is basically, quote unquote, cutting yourself off, because even though you are with this woman, you can still look at a picture of Jennifer Lopez and still find yourself wanting in some regard. You can look at a picture of some other voluptuous, beautiful woman that you have seen this way, and you still have some feelings like, yeah, I could go for that, right? So do you acknowledge that?
You know what, Jeff? I do acknowledge that. I do acknowledge that everybody has different opinions and perceptions. Here's where I know that it's deluded. This is where I say it's a delusion. Because she actually believes that she's in a monogamous relationship. She actually believes that he is committed to her. And in truth, he is committed to her in the sense that I'm committed to you being the only other woman. That's where his commitment lies. And she believes, she has convinced herself that that is monogamy. That is him being committed to her. And I'm just like,
Joey,
listen, if
Joey,
you see the
Joey,
huh?
Joey, that situation that you just described right there is the same way that you could look at me and say that it's crazy that I have this commitment to work at McDonald's because I am worth so much more that I could be working for Donald Trump. And I'm willingly making this decision to work at McDonald's and deal with everything that McDonald's gives me and live my life with McDonald's as giving my pay and my life, my livelihood, but you know that I'm worth more and I could go after a job with Donald Trump, get the job with Donald Trump and have so much more on my plate. But if I'm willingly in this commitment and if McDonald's is saying that they're committed to have me be their employee, that's all I need. That's the only thing that McDonald's and I need. So everything else that you're talking about, you know, is sort of like a moot point because that commitment is there.
No, it's not a moot point, Jeff. If you're saying McDonald's is like working with Donald Trump, that you have convinced yourself that I'm working at McDonald's, I'm a multimillionaire. Now, if you are the owner of a couple of franchises with McDonald's, then yes, you're a multimillionaire. But if you are working just at McDonald's and you're doing the fries, you're not a multimillionaire. You're not making the same amount of money that somebody at Donald Trump's house. If you choose, and this is what I'm saying, if you choose to work at McDonald's, even knowing that you're worth more than that, but if you choose that, then I'm all for it because you are working and you're not out there stealing from people. But the difference is with her, she believes that she's in the same type of monogamous relationship that I am in. And what I'm saying to her is that's not monogamy. That's not even fit the definition of monogamy. He's not monogamous. He's not just with you. He goes home to his wife and his children. And who knows how many other women there are. If he's doing this to you, who's to say he's not doing it to someone else? And all I'm saying to her is, if you want more, why are you staying something that doesn't give you what you want? That's all I'm saying. The comparison between me being in the monogamous, and I am in a very happy monogamous relationship, but I still find other women attractive. Attraction has nothing to do with commitment. What has to do with commitment is whether or not you decide not to step outside of the agreement or the boundaries that you and the person you're in relationship with have agreed upon. In my relationship, it's one woman, one man. That's our agreement. Attraction doesn't go away. Just because you get in a relationship with somebody, you don't stop being attracted to somebody. I still find Jennifer Lopez, Nia Long, Megan Good, I still find them very attractive. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go out there and cheat on my person that I'm with. I'd rather leave you than cheat on you. And I'm not going to have you in the false pretense of a relationship when, in fact, that I am going to have a whole different life and you're going to be the other woman. Nah, I'm not down for that. And to me, if people choose that, that's fine. And if people think that the way that I do relationships is crazy, that is fine as well. But I'm just saying, if you know in your heart that you want more, but you're convincing yourself that this is real, that this is something that it's not, then maybe you are fooling yourself. But if you accept your relationship for what it is, then go for it.
To me, that is where the assumption is being made that, Joy, what you have with your woman, what I have with my wife is the ultimate right thing, right way to have a relationship. And
I never said that your relationship with your wife, that's where people need to be. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is you just if you want more, or if you know that this isn't healthy, if something isn't right for you, if this doesn't work for you, don't convince yourself because you've invested time or your heart is in it that this is the right thing. I'm sorry, a man beating on a woman, that's not love. And no matter how much you try to convince yourself of it, it's not love. A man who cheat, or a man or a woman who is constantly cheating on each other, and it's hurting the other person. The person that's hurting, who's sitting up there trying to convince and rationalize that this is no, this I deserve it, or this is what is supposed to happen in a relationship. But they know that it is something out there better. All I'm saying is, do not convince yourself for something that you know you don't want to be in no more, just because of time. Just because of your heart is in it. Don't do that to yourself. Free yourself. There is something out there better. Whether you find it with three people, whether you find it with one person, if you're not happy, don't convince yourself that you are happy when you know you're not. That's all I'm saying.
But Joey, are people convincing themselves that they're happy just because they're the other woman? Why can't they be happy in that situation?
I'm just trying to figure out why
does that situation have to lack happiness, and your monogamous relationship doesn't have to lack happiness?
But that's what I'm saying. One thing for sure, and two things for certain. I never say that being in a monogamous relationship is the authority on happiness. I'm not saying that at all. Please, I'm going on record. I'm going to say it for the fifth time.
No. I'm asking why isn't a person truly happy if they're the other woman or the other man?
But what I'm saying is, if you choose this for yourself and you find happiness, then okay. I'm not squawking with those people who say this is, like I said, there is a hierarchy, there's classification. There are people that make a business out of being the other person, and they are 1,000% happy. This person that I'm referring to, 20 years, she has been in this, and she has convinced herself that she is happy, when in fact she wants more. She wants more.
I thought you were talking about in general that people were convincing themselves
that they are happy in a situation.
Because I agree with you that I totally think in that situation that they have, you know, that people convince themselves of certain things. I mean, I've had friends who just believe the person is going to leave, and it can be 20 years later.
Exactly.
And they still ain't left.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, their intentions to leave, I think that when a person wants something more or wants something different, they make a decision about that. I've seen men and women walk away from marriages and relationships and say, I want this that's over there, and they've made a quality choice and done that. And that's very admirable. I know that there are those who feel like they're in a situation that they can't necessarily walk away from. And so they feel between a rock and a hard place. My concern, though, is for people who are included in situations unwillingly, unknowingly, and it always leads me to ask the question, why did you include someone in a life that you knew you really couldn't give them? You know, why do we branch out into that? And that's why I posed the question earlier, you know, can you, how do you prevent that? Say it again.
I thought you were asking, is there ever a time where this is having a person on the side is necessary?
Yes. Is there ever a time?
Yes.
I'm not the person to ask that question, because my thing is, and I'm gonna say this quickly because I want to hear other people's answers. But my thing is, whether you choose, whatever state that you choose to be in, whether monogamy, polygamy, friendship, casual sex relationships, whatever you choose, my premise is, this is the foundation that I stand on. You need to be honest with people, because I will go on record and say that if you are dishonest and you are putting people in situations that they don't want, they didn't necessarily want to be in, and you are hurting people, that you are wrong. And I don't care what you think about how I do things, but I think you are absolutely 100% wrong, and you're destroying people's lives. Be honest. If you can be
Oh, no, I think Joey, I think he dropped.
Okay.
We'll give him a chance to call back. Heather, I answered your question, yes. What Joey's kind of was kind of to prove what Joey's saying, I've been that guy who has been honest, approached a female, and told her, yes, I have this. I want you to. Can we get it together? And she said yes on more than three occasions.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you know, to me, that's, well, I'm saying wow because that seems to be a lot. But I agree 100% with Joey. I am all for people living life the way they see fit to live it. Whether or not, you know, I know people say, you know, we've moved so far away from the moral standard and people don't do this and don't do that. But I think that that's not our place. I think we stand, we set the example, we deem what a moral standard is for us, and we let that light shine, not just, you know, church or religiously, but in life, you let the light shine, you put the knowledge out there, and then people have to make a conscious choice for themselves. I think that honesty is the best thing. You know, I've always said to people, whatever the relationship I am in, whatever kind of relationship it is, let me know. You know what I mean? I'm the type of person, I want to know if you're seeing someone else, if you're sleeping with someone else, whatever you're doing, tell me the truth, because I feel like when you don't tell me, you know, sometimes people take the attitude, well, I don't have to think about my personal life. But, yeah, you do when you include somebody else in it, because I need to determine whether or not that's something I want to be a part of, whether that's something I want to participate in. And when you take that option away from people, I think that's where you do the most harm.
Yep, I fully agree.
You know, I think that's when it becomes disrespectful, and it says, regardless of how you want to say it or want to feel, it says, I don't care anything about you. You know, and like Joey was saying, you're putting persons' lives in danger. There's so many things that can happen in that kind of situation. You know, you deal with somebody on the side and you're not honest about it. How you don't know that they're not a nutcase? And they get to acting crazy and get to, you know, showing up places and trying to hurt people. Or you get caught up one night and go to having sex without a condom. You done ruined your life and the person's life that you're with because you just weren't honest about saying, look, this is where I'm at and this is what I want to do. Or this is the situation that I want to be in. Or this is how I'm choosing to live. You know, I don't think people have to be in a mandatory relationship. And I think unless you and a person have sat down and determined that y'all are in a relationship or whatever, I don't think that you owe them very much. But when there's some kind of connection or understanding between two people, it needs to be clear what the lines are. We may not be monogamous, we may not be in a committed relationship, but we need to have some general boundaries. We need to have some level of respect for one another that says, if I'm seeing someone else, this is how I'm going to go about it. If I'm sleeping with someone else, this is how I'm going to go about it. And this is your place in my life, and this is their place in my life.
Yeah.
Those are the conversations that adults have, and that's, you know, for me, the biggest outfit for this is that, I've always found myself not to be the girl friend or the partner that feels the need to call up the other woman and cuss her out or find out this or that, because I've always felt like this is a choice the person I'm with has made. I could care less about this other person because what do they know about me to care? What do they know about me to say, oh, I don't want to hurt her? They don't know me from an aunt in the, you know, out in the street. So I don't expect them to have any care, concern, or obligation towards me. However, the person I'm in a relationship with or that I have a commitment to, I'm expecting them to look out for me, not this other person.
Right. I'm right. Okay, Heather, I will tell you this. I have the biggest Kool-Aid smile on my face right now because everything you just said is exactly how I maneuvered in the past with those females that I was completely and totally honest with and had that conversation, and they was on board all
the time. Right.
Of course, but you know what? I don't mind someone being on board with that. Listen, Deirdre is going to bat me down for this, and there are women out there who are going to bat me down for this, and men too. Do I think that cheating is wrong? It absolutely is wrong. A person should not cheat if they're in a committed relationship, and their partner is not aware of extra relationships or extracurricular activities and is not on board with that, a person should not do it. They even need to leave that relationship alone or go do what they want to do. But I am 100% for two people who say we want to be together. And if this other man says, you know what, sister, you got a husband at home, but you want me and I want you, I don't feel like there's no problem with that. Because at the end of the day, he's going to have to deal with the consequences. She has a husband. Because he's going to get shortchanged in that.
And you know what?
And if you're okay with punishing yourself and that kind of self-abuse, then you go for it because a lesson will be learned.
Right. And Heather, people will shoot me down. You know, but I totally agree with that as well. If you giving people the options, then I say, and whatever you decide, that's on you because they didn't take the option away from you. And I'm very passionate about relationships. I'm very passionate about people being honest because of experience. I want people to know that I don't get excited or get, you know, amped up off of just no experience or no. I have plenty of friends. I have a friend who was in a relationship with a married man. We were in high school, and this girl gave her everything to this person, and he convinced her that he was going to leave. And when he didn't, she tried to kill herself. And I wasn't honest with her to say, listen, you need to confront him. You need to put him on you need to tell him he needs to be honest with you and give you your options. I wasn't there yet. I was just like, you got to do you. You got to do what makes you happy. And he make you happy. I wasn't there. And this girl, my friend tried to kill herself. And I said, okay, I'm going to be honest from now on. I'm going to be real with you. Listen, you choose what you want to choose. I'm not here to judge you on that. But please make sure that you get in the honest facts. You're getting the truth because you don't want to be. I don't want people to be caught up like my friend was. And then I have another friend right now. We're not even friends anymore because I told him that he's the other man, and this girl is never going to leave her husband. And he's like, you're wrong. You're judgmental. She's going to leave. It's been 5 years and she still ain't left.
Joey, hold on 1 second. We have a caller. Donovan has a comment. Donovan, are you on the line?
Yeah, y'all kept calling me John. Listen,
Donovan.
Yeah, y'all kept calling me John. Yeah, I was cut off. But I think, and we just get real with this, the bottom line is, it's all about a choice. Whether or not whose choice it is, I mean, like you said, your name is Heather. Heather, look, if somebody wants to be in a relationship where they know it's abusive, okay, that's their choice. I'm not in agreement with that. But the bottom line is, let's be real with this. There's some people, after they find out about it, like you said, I forgot to do a brother's name. After they find out about it, okay, they're going to go right with it because their heart is in it or whatever. And also, there's some people that they are happy. I mean, after they have chosen to be in that relationship, knowing that the person is taken, there's some people, they settle. They settle for, okay, this is a piece of, it's not everything, but I'll settle for what I can get. You understand what I'm saying? And in the end, yeah, it's not, it's very dysfunctional, but there are some people, I mean, it's just, like I say, it's our nature. Sometimes people will settle. They'll settle for whatever it takes. I mean, if this is 99% of what I wanted, they'll settle for it. I mean, and that's just the bottom line. Is it right? It's absolutely not right. You know what I'm saying? And I said this before, every relationship is not because somebody is abusing. But, you know, there's some relationships where the person is very honest with the person telling them and give them a choice. Okay, yeah, either you hear it or you're not. If you're not, okay, it's good. And the person stays. So there are types of situations. Then I want to say also, okay, let's I know a lot of married couples. I know a lot of married couples where the dude is gay. And she knew he was gay before she married him. But yeah, you know what? Because she wanted to be married, and because she wanted the face of marriage and everything she wanted, she planned her wedding. She had her dress, everything, the colors and everything. She knew this dude, he liked other dudes. But guess what? She still married him. It's a choice in the end. So vice versa. There's some dudes, they marry chicks that they like other women. But guess what? You know what I'm saying? In the end, yeah, it was a bad choice. But they still make these choices. Why do they do that? Because it's something in them. They just want that fulfillment. And sometimes it's the face of it. It's not necessarily the fact that I'm in a relationship. And sometimes they're happy with it. They are happy with all of this dysfunction. They get in a marriage. They're not even intimate. And then what happens? They marry this dude that like other dudes. And then what they do is, okay, then they go back to their first boyfriend. They sleeping with the boyfriend because they're not getting it from the gay dude. But yeah, they're still happy. Then she have a kid. She'll have two kids. I know one couple, the dude is gay. They may have a couple of kids. He always wanted kids. He got his boyfriends on the side. She got her girl. She got her boyfriends on the other side. And then they're content. It's a whole dysfunctional thing. But I think in the end, there's just so many different cases that we can go in. It's about just a choice. And people choose a choice. Yeah, it may be the fact that, okay, in the reception, yeah, they said that okay, the sex rate was up and more people was having babies. The chances of that, a lot of people was going to dip on their wives because they couldn't pay the rent. You know, a lot of women was going out because their man couldn't take them out no more. And then you have cases like that. But then, you know, it's all types of reason why people do what they do. It's not necessarily because they just want more. Sometimes it could just be that they haven't. People can't. I find sometimes in marriage, people have a hard time in endurance, you know what I'm saying, and going through the process and staying planted versus to going out and trying to find and just find a little fulfillment at the last moment. And nobody can tell me that even, I don't care from a sex relationship to just talking on the phone, you can't adapt feelings for more than one person. Is it right? It ain't right. But can it happen? Of course it can happen. And then after you find out, like you said, when you find out the dude is married with kids, a part of you is like, whoa, I'm attached to this dude. You can get attached to a person and really have some feelings. Like, I know married couples or people in marriage that have left, like you said, like they left their marriage because they found something in that other person, you know, that they didn't have. Is it right? It absolutely isn't right. I don't agree with it, but, hey, it's what it is.
Thank you, Donovan. We appreciate you calling in. We're going to be taking more callers. If you have a question, please call us and give us your comment and your question. Tonight, we're talking about being the other woman or the other man at 760-683-2662. Time is winding up for us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we are hoping that you will get with us on next week. Guys, do you know what we're talking about next week? Because I do. We're talking about heartbreak and how to recover from a broken heart and how do you find love again? How do you get back to the place of being open to love and relationship?
Everybody together. One, three.
Aww. Aww. Heather,
I got a question.
What's wrong, Joey? You don't want to talk about heartbreak?
No, I'm fine. I'm having a a moment here.
A flashback?
No, not a flashback. I'm just having a moment. I wish we had too much time to talk about this thing. That's all.
Well, we can listen. You know how we do here on Amongst Friends. We can always recap this show and go back to it. That's the pleasure of us having our own show, that we can always go back and redo this. And I mean, that makes it good for us. But I think overall, we have talked about this, and I have some closing thoughts on it. But I would love to hear what you all have to say. Jeff, what are your closing thoughts about being the other man or other woman?
All I would say is, if you're going to do it, realize that you are doing it because you want to do it, and stay there. Mitigate the feelings as much as possible. Stay in that selfish lane. Get out of it what you need to get out of it. You're ready to move on. Do so then. That's enough.
And Joey, what are your closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts are just be honest with people. Just be honest. Don't take people's choices away. Don't take people's options away from them. Just be honest with them. And people, be honest with yourselves. If you know you don't want to be, if you know this is not the type of relationship that you don't stay in it just because you are you've invested time or you're afraid to be alone, because you're just damaging yourself further. But if you choose it and you love it and you have your happiness, then you do you. But we definitely got to talk more about dysfunction and why we let dysfunctionality happen in relationships and not in nothing else in the world. And we'll talk about that hopefully one day. Because I just cannot understand why we let dysfunction remain in relationships.
Well, and I think that's the bigger piece of it, Joey. I think, you know, from where I have sat in relationships and in being the other woman and being a woman in relationship, having that relationship compromised by someone on the outside, it is very difficult when you're inside to see clearly. Because you do have, as you said, the scales over your eyes or blinders on, and you only have one perspective, which is yours and your interest. And so if you're in a relationship and there's an outsider, the right thing to do is to step back and open the door for communication with that person for them to make a decision. And when they can't make a decision or don't make a decision, you have to make one which is best for you. And I think for women, that's one place where we don't step up to the plate and say, if he can't make a quality decision concerning me in this relationship, then I need to make the best one for me. And is that staying with someone who chooses to see other people? So that's the one side of it. Being the other woman or the other man on the other side of it, I think that we can never compromise or fool ourselves into believing that we want something that we really don't want. It's almost like eating something. Like I had a friend tell me today that he ate some food that a girl made, and he told her it was good. It was the worst thing he'd ever tasted, but he wanted to basically had sex with her, so he told her it was good. And I think we shortchange ourselves when we accept something and label it as good and acceptable and what we want when we really don't, like the young lady who's in a 20-year relationship, and you know she wants children, you know she wants to be married, but she can't have any of that with this man, but yet and still she says she's happy. It's like, don't compromise what you want and what you really need for instant gratification or temporary satisfaction.
That's what I was trying to say.
You don't have to, and it's not necessary. And when people do that, they don't realize what kind of abuse that is to yourself, because to be the other man or the other woman, you have to, I mean, that takes a lot. You know what I mean? You have, like you said, you only got a certain period of time with this person, and then you're constantly wondering, just like anybody, are you competing? Is this better with them or is that better with them? Does this, you know, make them happier? It's always a back and forth thing. So I think that, you know, people have to make, you know, get rid of the dysfunction that allows them to be in situations that they're really not happy in or that they really don't want to be in. And I'm not too sure how, you know, what motivates people to stay there. You know, I think everybody's dysfunction is different. It could be learned behavior. It could be behavior that's been exhibited in front of them. And so it's become acceptable. And then some of it is just selfishness and self-gratification that, you know, we as humans have gotten, you know, to a place where we just want what we want, and we'll sacrifice self, child, family, job, career, anything for that. Just to have the things that we want. So I think that's kind of how we have to look at it and the perspective that we should go to. You're listening tonight to Amongst Friends, and our show is winding down. And so we hope that you've enjoyed tonight's show about the other man and the other woman. We appreciate each and every one of you listening to us. I appreciate Deirdre, Joey, and Jeff for a show tonight. Oh, Deirdre, you didn't give us your closing remarks. What you think about
you're
the
right.
other woman
you just,
and us?
You just skipped right all over me like I wasn't even on the call.
You've been so quiet, it felt, you know.
Well, you know, when you and Joey get real passionate about what y'all feel about, you know, y'all could go on and just take over the scene. But I'm going to be true to me and say, everybody is saying, you know, be honest and all that, and I agree with that. And Jeff even said, you know, if you choose to do it, then make sure, whatever, it's wrong. If you find out that you're the other man or the woman, leave, period, point blank. I don't even know why you would even put yourself in that predicament, because if he wants to be with you or she wants to be with you, they will make the sacrifice to end it with the other person to be with you. They should be able to love you enough. Secondly, if it is your choice to be with someone else's husband or someone else's wife, Get a life. I mean, because there are enough single people out there who want to just be single. They don't want to be in a committed or tied relationship. There's too many single people out here for you to be trying to mess with somebody else's husband. I think you need to check with yourself, and you need to look deep down inside and find out what your problems are. You're not dealing with your root issues. Y'all can play, y'all can talk, y'all can do whatever y'all want and say and all this kind of stuff, but I think people need to be real with themselves. You got problems. If you got to go and find somebody else's man or woman, you got problems.
Oh, please.
Where were you at, Deidre? You should have been saying this earlier in the show.
Somebody got a problem because they dating somebody else's man or woman. Why don't that man or woman got a problem?
I know. I'm saying they got a problem too. But I'm saying once you make the decision, once you found out that there is someone else, then leave. Period, point blank. Because if he wants to be with you or if she wants to be with you, she will make it happen where it's just you.
Well, what is this?
You normally don't have a problem stepping in, Deidre, so don't even say that.
Yeah.
The show is winding up for tonight. We thank you for joining us on Amongst Friends. We hope you'll join us next week where we're talking about getting over heartbreak and the emotional, thing of heartbreak and relationship and how to recover and get back to love and relationship. Again, I thank my co-hosts, Lee and Jeff, and we hope you'll join us next week at the same time at 8 p.m. Wednesday night on www.blogtalkradio.com/AmongstFriends. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving from the Amongst Friends crew. I hope you guys are going to be
right.
with your family tomorrow.
Yeah.
I am so excited about Edie. I mean, when I tell you it's a fat girl moment, I am so excited. Do you hear me?
Heather, I am feeling the same thing. I've already requested about five or six places from different places.
Yes, yes.
So
that's all I want.
Great.
Is to eat.
Oh.
I thank you guys.
Okay, well, I have to go and holler at my family. So I will catch y'all same time next week.
Okay.
All right. Good night, everybody.
All right.